the laws and customs associated with Erev Lag BaOmer. So on Erev Lag BaOmer, practically the custom is as written in the Siddur that we stop saying Tachanun beginning from Mincha of Erev Lag BaOmer. The question is asked with regards to the other morning customs. When does one cease to keep the other morning customs and allow himself to listen to music, to be able to join a wedding or to make a wedding if he's making a wedding on the night of Lag BaOmer, to say Shechianu and release all the other morning customs that are not associated on Lag BaOmer? Does it begin from the night of Lag BaOmer or does it begin from only the next morning? So in the Shulchan Aruch we find a dispute that the Alter Rebbe records in chapter 493, Halacha 5, in which the Alter Rebbe states that there's two opinions that exist in this matter. There are some opinions that hold that the morning customs must continue until the morning of Lag BaOmer and don't cease until after sunrise of Lag BaOmer. And the reason is because they hold that the morning customs must be kept for a period of 33 days. That is one opinion, that's the opinion of the Ramah, and that's the first opinion recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. The second opinion that Alter Rebbe brings states that no, in truth you only have to keep morning customs for 32 days. And hence as soon as the night of Lag BaOmer has commenced, the morning customs cease and no longer have to be kept. And based on this opinion, states the Alter Rebbe, Mincha is not recited starting from Erev Lag BaOmer, starting from Mincha of Erev Lag BaOmer. Practically regarding our custom, the Rebbe in previous years had negated and ruled that people should not set up weddings for the night of Lag BaOmer, hence implying, like the first custom mentioned in the Alter Rebbe, which would mean that we keep all morning customs until the morning of Lag BaOmer. However, in later years, the Rebbe retracted this, and is a printed sicha of which the Rebbe states that based on the fact that in the Siddur, the Alter Rebbe clearly rules that Mincha is omitted starting from Mincha of the 17th of Iyar, Erev Lag BaOmer, we see in the Siddur that he has given a final arbitration following the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. And based on this opinion, the Rebbe said that one can set up a wedding, one can get married on the night of Lag BaOmer, and hence based on this, we can also understand that all the other morning customs can also be ceased starting from the night of Lag BaOmer. So starting from the night of Lag BaOmer, one can begin to listen to music, one can say Shechianu on a new fruit. However, we do not get a haircut on Lag BaOmer, as we've already discussed in previous lessons, that we follow the custom of the Arizal, which warned against getting a haircut until Erev Shavuos, and that is what we follow as well during Lag BaOmer. Based on this, however, a child who's having an upsharanish may have his haircut even on the night of Lag BaOmer, being that the night of Lag BaOmer, all the customs cease, and we do not avoid cutting hair of a three-year-old on Lag BaOmer, even according to the Arizal. However, before the time of the night of Lag BaOmer having commenced, we do not listen to music even on Erev Lag BaOmer.